This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Kansas City's live music community was just beginning to understand how hard the scene would be hit by coronavirus cancellations this past weekend. And then came the news that a fire had gutted Davie's Uptown Ramblers Club in Midtown. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports on what's next for Davie's.
On the corner of 34th and Main, the neon has gone dark and the building is shuttered. Davie Markowitz opened Davie's Uptown Ramblers Club back in 1950. It quickly became a beacon of the local music scene. His daughter, Michelle Markowitz, owns it now.
Local music has built Davie's. I mean, we're part of it, but they're the heart and soul of this.
Markowitz says the outpouring of support from the community has been overwhelming. She plans to rebuild just as soon as she can.
We're going to do our best to recreate the atmosphere, design, and sound of the old bar. A lot of our memorabilia we're hoping to replace, but of course some will not make it.
It was an emotional week for a lot of area musicians as they remembered what Davie's had meant for their careers.
It's just a small, kind of dark, neon-lit cave of a place, really, is how I remember going in there. So, you know, definitely a hole-in-the-wall feel.
That's Scott Rex Hobart from Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys.
For me, as a musician in Kansas City, I mean, it's sacred ground, really. I mean, Davie's was the first place that I ever really felt like if I could get a show there, I was really getting somewhere, you know?
Davie's was a small, intimate club where a band could connect with their audience.
You know, I mean, that club is a rock star in and of itself, really, you know? I can close my eyes and just picture that front row of all those people who are really into it. And then, you know, people bringing the drinks up, trays and trays of booze. And I'm sure we had more good times than we can remember there, but we definitely had plenty to remember. And it just was beautiful.
For the past 6 years, Kansas City musician Gary Cloud hosted Wednesday night's open mic for songwriters.
My very first time I went there, I think it was 89 or 90, I walked in and within the first 5 seconds, I'm like, this is home. Well, I just found my place to be. It was like the miniature sun and I just started spinning around it. And so did a lot of other talented people, songwriters, musicians, artists, that are all my friends, my family.
Cloud says the eclectic mix of music was a big part of what made Davie so stimulating.
It kind of wound up like a CBGB's in a way. One night we'll have metal, and the next night punk, the next night bluegrass, and we're pretty much all the same crowd, all the same time coming in and out. It's one big family of different genres. Good times had by all.
Davie's was an important first gig for R.L. Brooks and his punk band Flee the Scene. So when Brooks heard the news, he wanted to help.
Davie's is absolutely a treasure.
Now he owns Scene Merch in Merriam, Kansas. His company makes t-shirts for rock and roll shows around the globe. Soon, he'll be making t-shirts to raise money for Davie's staff, who are now out of work.
There are so many artists in this town that will say that is exactly where I started expressing myself.
Hobart says his band is ready to take the stage at Davie's whenever they rebuild.
I want to consider ourselves penciled in for as soon as they can have us. As long as we can keep our silly band together, we'll come out and play at Davie's Uptown. You know, that's the real show.
While some things were lost in the fire, what's most important about Davie's will always remain.
You don't burn up that magic, you know, you don't. It's just like, it's not the place, it's the people. And the people are there. Thankfully, you know, there was no one hurt, and, you know, that's really what matters.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
And we certainly wish the best to Davie's. Hope that they are back sooner than later.